The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Russia's Olympic Committee is to appeal a decision by the World Anti-Doping Agency to ban its athletes from competing in the Tokyo Games.
I am confirming that Russian athletes should participate at the Olympic Games in Tokyo as part of the team formed by the Russian Olympic Committee, as it's written in the Olympic Charter. We will do everything that depends on us to let our athletes compete at the Games in Tokyo under the colors of the Russian flag.
Stanislav Poznyadkov, president of the Russian Olympic Executive Committee, claimed WADA sanctions against Russia violated the Olympic Charter. Poznyadkov maintains Russian athletes should be able to compete under their national flag.
Despite the pressure coming from the situation with WADA, we're working hard to ensure the most comfortable conditions for our Olympic athletes during the preparation for the Olympic Games in Tokyo and at the Games themselves.
Depending on the timing and outcome of the appeal process, Russia's four-year ban may cover the 2024 Paris Olympics instead of the upcoming Tokyo Games. 2019 was filled with many sports memories. Comeback was the storyline in golf for one of its best players ever, Tiger Woods. Following his fourth back surgery, Woods won his fifth green jacket at the Masters. Woods was also awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor in May, by President Donald Trump. The 43-year-old Woods was described as a true legend who transformed golf and then fought through years of injury to return to the sports summit.
I've tried to hang in there, and I've tried to come back and play the great game of golf again. And the amazing Masters experience that I just had a few weeks ago certainly is part of the highlight of what I've accomplished so far in my life. On the golf course, to have had that type of experience and to be able to come out on top and win.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.